This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Evening Edition. I'm Ezra Zayed, and in the studio with me is Shankar Santharam and Rizal Vengazel, the co-founders of the Crack House Comedy Club. And guys, you have a big celebration this week. Tell us all about it.
4 years, we're celebrating our four-year anniversary with 13 shows starting this Monday right up to Tuesday, Labor Day. Everything from international headliners to local headliners, improv shows, Bahasa shows, improv workshop. We even had a gong show, a death race.
And the carnival's been going on this past few days. What's the response been like? And I guess just to see, you know, new faces, old faces over the past 4 years at this place, it must be pretty special as well.
Pretty, very good turnout. We're seeing the regular faces. And after 4 years, it's nice to see people who are coming into the place for the first time, like never been there before. A little bit of shock on their face, like, oh, what is this, you know? But once the show kicks off, everybody becomes, you know,
regular. For the uninitiated, it's a little bit shocking when you arrive at the Crack House Comedy Club, because personally, it does look like a crack house, and we've helped. You know, we've actually not swept the place in 4 years.
Oh dear,
we've kept it to look like a den of that sort. So when people walk in, it's really funny. If the lights come on, it's a really shocking place. So we have very, very dim lights inside there to focus on the stage, so that that's where your attention is.
That's where the comedy generates from, just the years of dust and the
vibe that's stuck in there. You know, we've lasted the test of time. We opened on the 30th of April 2014. So when we did this, Rizal and I looked at each other. I remember we hugged each other, because we were only ready about 12 minutes before the show started. We were fixing the last brick. Yeah. And then we looked at each other and we were like, man, I hope this, we're not screwing our lives up completely by doing this. It's worked.
But I guess, Rizal, the key thing is, you know, it's one thing to get a whole bunch of regional and international performers come into the club and give the place a little bit of notoriety. But I think what you guys have done that's so interesting is that you've built a community of comedians who can go in there, test the material, come back, and then get better and better. And it's created a ripple effect of sorts for people to come in and try out their comedy chops.
It has. Not just actually from here, but people from overseas as well.
Right.
From different countries, like they'll pop in and like, yeah, can I do a spot at the club, you know? So people who come and watch an open mic night, suddenly you might get an international visitor and do a, you know.
And quite famous people sometimes also.
Yeah, sometimes quite well
known. And even locally, I mean, you know, before comedians like, say, for example, Dr. Jason Leong, before he goes on to any one of his big shows, international shows, he'll call us and ask us to come and do some test material stuff out. And sometimes he jumps on an open mic night. Sometimes he comes and does a 10 ringgit show just to test his material.
A work in progress show, yeah. Him and Jen Han did that before they went off to Melbourne.
And how important is that for these guys who, you know, they're going overseas to bat bigger goals and stuff?
I think the you know, consciously the club was built to be a comedy club, so it's not an F&B space as such.
Right.
So most places where you have comedy in Malaysia, and there are other places who do comedy as well, and we're the only dedicated stand-up comedy club as of now. I'm sure there are other people thinking about doing it, but we have been conscious about keeping it as a comedy space, not as a F&B space. I am in the F&B industry as well, so my natural tendency, for example, would have been at the beginning to look at Rizal and say, hey, look, we need to sell food, we need to sell drinks, and we need to make that the center. But we were very lucky that both of us and our previous partners at the time, we were all on the same page. We said the comedy is paramount, and that's why it's incredible, because it's almost like a dead space for anything else but comedy. So you will scarcely be able to find a spot in Malaysia where you're standing so close to the audience. You can touch the audience. Mm. The light's shining on you. You have a wall behind you. You can't go anywhere. You're completely exposed and literally naked.
It's like a firing wall.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the gratification is direct right away. So if you do well, people love it. you know, 150 people when we pack out. If you do well, it's like standing ovations and, you know, people laughing their head off.
And it's real because it's not like 150 likes. You know what I mean? It's you know, there's gasping and laughing and all sorts of consent. And this kind of a safe space for people to talk about things where we're in a time where we can't really say things that we really want to say on Twitter and Facebook, and we hide behind anonymity. But this place...
And that's why it's also dangerous. I mean, we regularly get visits from the authorities and we have to taper down
it's got tone edge
down
to it,
because it's got that edge. I must say, and I want to put this on record, that, you know, I didn't think it would last this long. And I must say that the lasting this long has only been because of Rizal. Rizal's dedication, his commitment to the cause. I mean, he's given up a lot of his corporate work and stuck it, you know what I mean, to do this 4 or 5 nights a week.
Right.
And sometimes it's a thankless task. You know, there are some nights when I know when I pop in. And as a businessman, as a business owner, I freak out because I look there and there's like about 4 people sitting in the club on a Wednesday night. And I look at Rizal and he's like, and he'll always look at me and say, like, the show must go on. He'll stand up and he'll do a, he'll do a spot with, you know, a 45-minute gig with like 2.5 people.
Yeah.
You know, the half is because
he's got
me,
a huge
Jackman
quality about it. You know, the greatest showman. You got the show must go on.
And, I mean, you know, he is also lucky because he's got a phenomenal wife, Aline, who's been with him.
Good job, Rizal.
And Aline has, well, that's good job, Aline, actually, more than good job. Rizal, but you know, let's not go down this road.
But we've got this on tape.
Yeah, but Aline and has managed the club for us really well. Do you know what I mean? She's rough around the edges and all of that, but that's what the club needs. You don't need someone who's sweet and nice. You need someone who will smack you and say, like, get on with work, or tell a comedian that really you're not funny, you're not coming back on stage for us. You know what I mean? And actually, they're not afraid of Rizal and me. Everyone's just a bit slightly, you know, freaked out about Aline. You don't want to be in the wrong side of Aline, really, you know?
Tell me a little bit more about not just the regulars and the local performers, a lot of the regional and international guys who keep coming back to perform in KL, but specifically they can do a big stadium or arena gig, but they can also just do a quiet set at the Crack House, and so many big names have walked through those doors. That must, as a business owner or even as a comedian, Rizal, it must make you very, very proud.
Yeah, well, the reputation on both sides for the comedians has been spread out, you know, worldwide. Yeah. There are comics from the UK, like, writing, they say, like, oh, we heard of what, we want to play the
Crack House
Comedy Club.
We've got, like, for example,
club.
This guy called Freddie Quinn, who's very known in Manchester, up north in England, who's been writing to me incessantly over the line, I want to come and do a spot. No, let me come and do a spot. Ahmed, who fills up, you know, big, he's
well,
there.
He was part of the Axis of Evil comedy tour that made it big many years ago.
And he's going to be there. He's going to be at the Crack House this weekend. We've got Peter Burner, who is a Sky...
He's terrific.
Yeah, Sky News personality in Australia. We just wrote him a little note saying, Pete, we're doing our thing, and can you come? Would you like to be? And not batting an eyelid, he went, absolutely, my favorite room in the world. So I'm showing up. And they do. And you would imagine they'd ask a lot of money. They don't. And that's the best part. From a business point of view, that's fantastic for me. You know what I mean? So we get big comedians like Ahmed Ahmad, and also people like, you know, even our local people. We had, you know, Douglas Lim on Thursday night, and Douglas is known. I mean, Douglas doesn't actually need to be at the Crack House.
Oh, no, he doesn't need to.
Douglas can fill up a 5,000-seater in Kuala Lumpur without batting an eyelid as well. But when we ask him, he shows up. He loves doing it with us because it's fun for him, I think. Or maybe he just has a great relationship with Rizal, and, you know, he kind of knows me, you know. His wife has a great relationship with my wife. Maybe that helps, I don't know whether all this helps.
Now, gents, running out of time, but tell folks what they can expect, you know, whether, you know, as they're driving home tonight, they want to swing by Tamantun Dr. Ismail, or what can they expect tonight and in the next few nights?
Well, probably very... very dynamic, very engaging form of live entertainment in forms of not just stand-up, but we also have improv. We have an improv stand-up show called Hack the Crack, and we have some of the best acts from the region, from the Philippines, and not just Peter
Burner
as well.
For example, tonight we've got this Malaysia versus Singapore.
Oh, yeah.
We implore all Malaysians to come and defend our honour this evening, because we've got 5 comedians from Singapore and 5 comedians from Malaysia hacking it out on an improv show.
Nice.
Tomorrow, on Saturday, I think, at 5 o'clock, we've got
Some of the members on the Malaysian side from AYA are some of the cast members from Ola Bola, and even the writers as well.
Nice.
Shamin Otman, she's part of that as well. And from Singapore side, they're called the Latecomers. Very presumptuous of them. They can arrive later than Malaysians. Come on, man. That's our thing.
Yeah. They're never going to win that battle.
No.
And tomorrow, we've got 3 shows. On Saturday and Sunday, we've got 3 shows. We've got a 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock show. Yeah. We've got a 5 o'clock, which is 5 comedians at 5.
5 comedians at 5.
And at 7.
Straight 1-hour show. 5 picks from the carnival. And then at 7 o'clock, we have the Manila Comedy Showcase, GB Labrador and Alex Caleja.
They've very on, funny. Very, very yeah, funny. Yeah, from very Manila. Funny. And then, of course, at 9 o'clock, we've got Hallelujah, which is headlined by our very own Rizal Van Gazel.
Fantastic and, title.
With say Hallelujah, right?
Right. Just so right. It gets out, right? featuring Papi Zek as well, the biggest comedian in Malaysia.
My size.
And Sunday, we've got, three shows on Sunday.
Three shows on Sunday as well, the five comedians at 5. And then on 7 o'clock, we have the Hack the Crack, which is an improv stand-up comedy showcase where comedians will have punchlines delivered to them on the spot. So it's very, high adrenaline show, a lot of fun, yeah.
And then 9 o'clock, we've got Peter Burner.
Peter Burner from Australia.
Yeah. Big headliner. Yeah.
Monday,
we have the Best of Malaysia. And then on Tuesday, we have the International Gala. Reason why we had to separate the two is because we noticed that, there are a lot of local audiences. They want their local content. They like their durian.
This is true.
And their Ramly Burger.
This
so we
is
made
true.
We made the one gala especially for them, for just Malaysian comics. And we've Jason got some Leong's great people, on yeah. it. Yeah, Jason Leong's in it. Punchiho, Papi Zek, myself will be on it. Prakash Daniel will be hosting the show. So then the next day will be the international showcase. That will be from Singapore, from Philippines.
Peter Burner, Sharuk Chana, Ahmed Ahmed Labrador, Ahmed Ahmed, all these people.
Yeah. All right, gents. Well, a lot of comedy coming up in the next few days.
And BFM has been our broadcast partner. Thank you so much.
That's
Thank
right.
You.
It's been a while for the past few years, and
it's been a great collaboration. Yeah.
Well, it's a rainy Friday evening this April 27th, and if you don't have plans, or even if you do, the Crack House Comedy Carnival continues tonight onto the weekend until Tuesday, 1st of May. With great comedy acts lined up every day. For the full schedule and tickets, you can head over to crackhousecomedy.asia or their Facebook page, facebook.com/crackhousecomedy. My thanks to co-founders of the Crack House Comedy Club, Rizal Van Gazel and Shankar Santharam. Stay tuned to the evening edition. It's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.